Blog Talk Radio.
Bye bye love, bye bye happiness, hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress, hello feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye from romance that might have been. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress, hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love, I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye-bye love, bye-bye happiness, hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye love, bye-bye sweet caress, hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye-bye my love, goodbye. Bye-bye my love, goodbye. Bye-bye my love, goodbye.
Bye-bye love. Bye-bye love. Is that what's happening in the USA? Bye-bye happiness. Hello emptiness. 63% a divorce rate. It's up 13% from the last time I checked. It was only 50% divorce rate. And that's only with people with papers. Those that are just hooked up for convenience, they're not a statistic. It is really sad, really very sad. The country has no love. And love is what rules the world. It is really very sad. And we're doing it to ourselves. We can't wait to get legalized marijuana in all 50 states. And every day, somebody ODs who was a marijuana trainee. And the liars will tell you that it is not a habit-forming, or it is not a gateway drug. Everything is a gateway drug, man. Yeah, let me tell you, I loved and worshipped a lady who we used to call Mom. She lived to 91. You know, that the last time she was in a hospital before she passed away was to have a baby. And her regimen was one aspirin a day and a shot of good scotch. Yeah, and she got to be 91. Are you going to get to be 91, or are you going to die like Justice Beaver? Yeah, you think Justice Beaver is going to see the long road? Hell no, man. That kid is self-destructing already. It is really sad. I'm going to pay a tribute to an actress, and I don't even know if I remember her name. She was in a movie where she played a crazy, and she was dating another crazy, and true love arose from the relationship. And I can't remember her name, but they showed her today. She has blonde hair today, but in the movie she had black hair. And she looked better with the black long hair than blonde short hair. And I'm hoping her name comes to me, but I guess it's not going to. But she's a good actress, and I liked her her movie. Can you figure out who it is? Oh, it'll come to me. Maybe during the show I'll tell you. So welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Somebody asked me today if I had seen the first episode of Pirates. And when I thought about it, and I said, yes, I saw the first episode. It's kind of raunchy. And the person who asked me the question said, well, it's all raunchy today, Dad. And then she said she had heard somebody being interviewed about the movie, and the person that was describing the movie said, well, there's one girl in the movie, and she has sex with a pirate. And then she has sex with a bunch of pirates. And then she has sex with more pirates. And somebody said, well, that's a porno film. She says, no, it's HBO. Yeah, you know, I call Hollywood porno-wood. They are the most offensive, lack of creativity of vultures I have ever seen in my lifetime. I would rather watch a 50s Western than see what these people are doing to the golden screen. It is really sad. Oh, here's a congressman who's seeking to impeach Obama. This is from the New American, and this is the editor's top picks. Congressman seeking support to impeach Obama. Congressman Steve Stockman is trying to garner public pressure to impeach President Obama. Hey, we wouldn't impeach a rapist and a doper. Why would we impeach President Obama? He didn't rape anybody. He's only selling dope. He's not smoking it. Yeah. After walking out, oh, man, this guy has guts. Oh, speaking of guts, we were talking about our local Congressman Grimm, the Grim Reaper. And, of course, the communists are shocked that he reached out across the aisle and threatened to throw a reporter, a New York One reporter, which is the communist news network in New York. New York One, you'll never see a flag there, and they play the race card at least six times a day. So New York One, wormy reporter, asked Congressman Grimm something, and Congressman Grimm quietly walked over to him and said, if you ever ask me that question again, I will throw you off this effing balcony. And so, of course, the communists were all upset. You know, we have an American getting uppity here. And I just said to myself, you got it all wrong, folks. You got it all wrong. He was rehearsing his lines for the upcoming Brooklyn version of Romeo and Juliet. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? If you ever say that to me again, I'll throw you off this effing balcony. Now, wouldn't you rather hear that than hear these BS artists, these phony hypocrites in Congress calling their direct enemy, oh, my esteemed colleague? No, you'd rather hear him say, that ugly Mother Fletcher over there, I'm going to throw him off the balcony and do it. Yeah, unbelievable. So we hear that Congressman Griffin, to make amends and to rebuild his communist-painted image, has invited the reporter to dinner. And after dinner, we think it's going to go something like this. Look, I tried to reach out to him, and he pulled that butter knife on me. I had no choice but to throw him off the effing balcony. Yeah, unbelievable. So this congressman is seeking support to impeach Obama. After walking out of the Obama State of the Union speech, upon hearing the president threaten to violate the Constitution and to rule by decree, Republican U.S. Congressman Steve Stockman, shown on the right of Texas. Oh, he was on Savage's show tonight. Savage is all upset because Obama has decimated the military and has relieved 92 missile experts from their positions in defending the United States. And you don't know about that. You won't hear about it because Obama is defrocking. He's a defrocker and a defracker. He is defrocking the military and he's defracking the American oil. Yeah. That oil belongs to us, folks. And if you want to see a lower heating bills, you got to make sure that that Keystone pipeline goes through. And then what you want to do is encourage everybody to buy a drill and go out and drill oil. We want all of that carbon-building asset, that thing that will set us free. We want it. We want lots of oil, lots of coal, lots of electricity, lots of propane, which you already saw we're short on, okay? There's no need for that. We're the land of the free and the home of Abu Danza. We have plenty of everything. It's the government that is starving us out. We have to overthrow the government. Yes, I'm waiting for that day. I'm waiting for that day when somebody comes to the TV just before the Gestapo shuts it down and says, Naval intelligence has uncovered a communist plot led by the president and the Department of Justice and the State Department to overthrow the American people. So arrests have been made. The president's in jail. Eric Holder's in jail. The entire Democrat Party is in jail. And we're going to be free again. Recent surveys suggest that about 50% of Americans want to impeach Obama. I can't believe that. I really can't believe that. For a wide range of major scandals, and articles of impeachment have already been filed in the House against disgraced Attorney General Eric Holder, who is currently in criminal contempt of Congress. Get a hold of first, and I'll believe anything you want to do. But you cannot go after Obama until you get Eric Holder. The grassroots effort to impeach Obama, which has surged in recent years, and seemingly never-ending scandals surrounding the administration, argues that the president has committed numerous high crimes and misdemeanors worthy of removal from office. Among other crimes, experts and lawmakers point to unlawful NSA espionage against Americans, fast and furious gun running to cartels. There's 100,000 dead Mexicans. Every time you light a joint, you kill a Mexican. On the ongoing cover-up, unconstitutional wars, support for jihadists in the Middle East. He has lost the entire Middle East. He undid in 1 week everything that America has done since 9/11. IRS targeting of conservatives, Benghazi gate, this is the worst one because he left people to die. He hung up the 911 phone. Benghazi gate, green energy, corruption, get rid of PETA. They should all be rounded up and put in concentration camps and be made to eat meat. Hamburgers, that's all that you can get. Spying on journalists, refusing to enforce laws, ruling by decree, and more. Spying on journalists. Fox is very quiet about Eric Holder going after Rosen. What's his name? James Rosen? And they went after his father, too. These people, they're worse than Columbia drug lords. I'm considering filing articles of impeachment against Barack Obama, Representative Stockman declared on a website for his Senate bid against Texas Senator and Republican Minority Whip John Cornyn. John Cornyn is a sissy. John Cornyn is a little church mouse. John Cornyn never speaks up. He never pipes up. John Cornyn needs to be replaced by a real cowboy. A macho man. We got to get the macho men back. You see, I walked out of Obama's State of the Union address last night. Obama defiantly vowed not only to radically expand the reach of government from cradle to grave, but to smash the Constitution's restrictions on government power while doing it. This is very true. This guy did the right thing. He's a real American. He's a great American. He is a right-winger, which is really mainstream American. Oh, he continues on. His goal to eliminate our constitutional republic, the conservative stalwart continued in his January 29th message, soliciting public support for the impeachment effort. Last year I said I would consider impeachment as a last resort to stop Obama's abuse of power, and quite frankly, we're running out of options. He openly declared war on the Constitution. To be successful, however, Stockman says he needs hundreds of thousands of patriotic Americans to stand with him. While multiple lawmakers have mentioned the prospect of impeaching Obama, Stockman is the first to publicly suggest that he would actually try to get it done. In fact, according to news reports, the conservative Texas lawmaker has even distributed copies of the book Impeachable Offenses, the case for removing Barack Obama from office. You got to send a message to this president who we can't determine where he comes from. We don't even know where he was born. We can't even see his high school records or college degree. I hope this book helps convince my colleagues to hold Barack Obama legally responsible for his disregard for the law. You got to get hold of first. If you can't get hold of, you can't get Obama. So the first step is to take Holder out legally. According to Stockman, when the president has been informed of offenses, Obama sought to cover them up rather than accept responsibility and correct the mistakes. Among the other concerns, Stockman has cited the Benghazi Gate scandal, the administration's gun-running program. My friends, his gun-running program was covered up. All they showed you was one dead American. They never showed you the 100,000 dead Mexicans, men, women, and children, people that are being buried out in the desert. We don't even count them. The mayor of one small town, Maria Santos Gastaria, she was gunned down in front of her little daughter, and her last words were, "Please don't hurt my daughter." And she stood up against these Mexican drug cartels, and her penance for doing so was to be dragged out of her car, gunned down, and then her body mutilated. A beautiful woman with a child who lost her husband, who was the mayor, and she was wounded in the attack on her husband. And this is all done with Eric Holder's guns. Eric Holder has created four regiments of narco-terrorists in Mexico. And I wouldn't be surprised if those guns are used in the overthrow of the Mexican government. And the Mexican government is in trouble, and their back is against the wall. And if revolution continues in Mexico, you can expect to see coming over the border another 20 million Mexicans begging for political asylum. How are you going to turn them away? When you know that if you send them back down to Mexico, their heads are going to be on street corners. My friends, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And we've been kicking the can down the road, and now the can is a giant atom bomb. According to Stockman, when the president has been informed of offenses, Obama sought to cover them up rather than accept responsibility. Stockman has cited the Benghazi scandal, the administration's gun-running program for Mexican drug cartels known as Fast and Furious, crony deals on green energy and Obamacare. The lawless Obama administration must be reined in. We've seen how the Obama administration smears and defames their critics. Are they getting, they're finishing off the governor in New Jersey tonight. Another guy has come out and said the governor knew everything. So that's it. When you see the communist break a scandal, don't think that the initial charges are all they have. They have the coup de grace pistol waiting to pull the trigger when the time is right. And that's what they do best. Communists, you're not dealing with Democrats. If you were dealing with Democrats, you'd be on a level playing field. You're dealing with communists. Communists have no God, and they will destroy you in a heartbeat and not think twice about it. They are more deadly than Al-Qaeda. America does not stand still, and neither will I. Obama threatened during the speech after having recently vowed to unilaterally rule America using a pen and a phone through executive actions. So wherever and whenever I can take steps without legislation to expand opportunity for more American families, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah, he's doing it for the family. My ass. By opportunity, Obama meant lawless government, of course, as explained throughout the rest of the speech. The public was horrified after the speech, with surveys showing more than two-thirds of Americans reject the president's extremist plan to bypass Congress and rule a nation by fiat. About the same percentage say the federal government is out of control and is a threat to basic liberties. So somewhere along the lines, we're going to have to make an example of somebody and to serve notice on the rest of them there next. With recent polls showing that just 21% of Americans believe Washington, D.C. still has the consent of the governed. Lawmakers, too, were outraged after Obama's speech. Top GOP congressmen and senators said the lawless and imperial presidency must be restrained. Other liberty-minded legislators who support the Constitution, it's the Constitution, folks, our founding fathers, the greatest minds of their time, wrote that Constitution for our protection in 2014 and beyond. Don't let the communists tell you that the Constitution is an obsolete piece of paper. It is everything this country stands for. And when you take the oath of office, you don't take it to protect Obama. You take it to protect the Constitution. Other liberty-minded legislators who support the Constitution warned that the president was behaving like a king or even a socialist dictator, and that the pledge to violate his oath of office and rule by decree needed to be urgently addressed to preserve America. Several efforts to restrain the Obama administration are already underway. A lawmaker said, among them a lawsuit seeking to have the courts put an end to the lawlessness and stop this overreaching presidency, stop resolution, which has already been introduced with some 74 co-sponsors. Sorry, Mr. President, but the Constitution trumps your pen and phone, said Representative Ted Yoho, Republican of Florida, adding that Obama does not respect the balance of power envisioned by Americans' founding fathers. I call them the foundling fathers, because I'm sure that if they knew what we have done to the children of the United States, they would oppose it vehemently. They would never approve of child murder. Never. Absolutely never. Even worse, Obama has openly vowed to break his oath of office and begin enacting his own brand of law through executive decree, continued Stockman, who has publicly suggested that there was already enough support in the House of Representatives to impeach Obama for numerous crimes. This is a wholesale violation of his oath of office and a disqualifying offense. Across America, there has been a furious outcry among lawmakers and wide swaths of the public over Obama's machinations. Even a U.S. judge recently accused the administration of participating in criminal conspiracies. However, analysts say impeaching the president would be an uphill battle. Oh, you have no idea. especially with the Senate, which must convict, currently under Democrat control. Republican leadership in the House, meanwhile, has also been accused of enabling the administration's lawlessness by continuing to approve funding for it. That's where they'll stop them. They'll stop them with money. Still, Stockman, who has also stood up for the establishment wing of the GOP, is receiving widespread support and praise for his effort among increasingly frustrated Americans, especially Tea Party activists. Do you ever see the Tea Party? They're sweethearts. They're decent people. They're moms and pops. They're grandmas and grandpas. And they love this country. And they support the troops. And they support the Constitution. Yet the Communist Party paints them as terrorists. Can you believe that? Well, they painted the mothers, grandmothers who protected Elian Gonzalez in Miami as terrorists. And one night that they rode roughshod over them and trampled them as they kneeled down with candles and rosaries and called them terrorists. So you know this communist government can do anything it wants. I wonder if there's more freedom tonight in the Ukraine than there is in the USA. Top conservative commentators have proposed impeachment as well, and multiple lawmakers have broached the subject. You can't do anything until you take out Eric Holder. Then you can say, we've got the fixins. We can treat him like he's one of the Nixons. Even some prominent liberals have joined calls to impeach Obama. Whether impeachment will succeed or not depends largely on the level of grassroots support that Americans can muster. Don't start something you can't finish, boys. You gotta be sure you can take him out before you even take the first step. So here's seven comments. Here's one by Charleston Voice. Impeach talk is all strut posturing babble in an election year for Congress. Obama's just a delivery boy. Spend time doing something that won't wear out time, energy, and expenses, like suing the Fed for an audit, maybe. And posted by Sherry Gregory, she says, precisely. And then, may I point out that his website and your article state, I am considering filing articles of impeachment against Barack Obama. Stockman is always considering. That's why I say don't take the first step at the big guy. Go after the Gestapo chief first. And here's a posted by Sherry Gregory again. If this article is about the Senate race, then you need to mention all the candidates running for this Senate seat. Stockman has played to the conservatives and the Tea Party since taking office, and that is the reason he scores a 95% on your Freedom Index. If impeachment is so newsworthy, your publication would be filled daily with articles about from congressmen who are filing impeachment proceedings. Since TNA and JBS do not endorse candidates, then you should not be giving Stockman a big shout-out over impeachment filings that are going nowhere. Again, he needs press coverage, and you just gave it to him. Well, that's good. That's good. He needs all the coverage he can get. Most people probably think like I do, that you will never get Obama impeached. First off, you'll have black riots in the streets. You'll have every storefront in the United States with broken windows. You'll have fires throughout the land. And that's what the communists want, so that they can declare martial law and arrest all the white boys. Yeah, under the pretext of being fair and impartial. But they're no Fox News. So here's one posted by Alex Newman. Dear Sherry, this article is not about the Senate race. It is a news story about a member of Congress calling for impeachment. The only reason the Senate race was even mentioned is because the comments about impeachment were made on the congressman's campaign website. Regarding vetting, this article was not intended to be about the man or his voting record, but rather about his very newsworthy comments on impeachment. As far as I'm aware, no member of Congress has filed for impeachment so far. Since you mentioned it, though, he has a 95% score on the Freedom Index for the current Congress. TNA and JBS do not endorse candidates for public office. And then here's Sherry again. So Sherry has taken over the website, and she says, I'm proud to be a communist. I will always vote for Obama. You can be arrested. And I'm making that all up because I'm playing Democrat. Oh, I got to read this because let's see what she says here. The real contender in this race against Cornyn is Dwayne Stovall. And I would certainly like to see equal time given to Stovall. I cannot begin to explain my disappointment with TNA over this article on Steve Stockman. It appears that you have not really vetted this man. He is a farce, and he is always starting an investigation or about to do something to get press and or money. Since the day Obama took office, every congressman has been filing impeaching proceedings. Starting impeachment proceedings or about to start impeachment proceedings on Obama. This issue is dead in the water, but Stockman needs press and money. I may not be renewing my subscription to the New American or the John Birch Society after this article. Sherry is what the communists call a stunt person. She comes in and she upsets the apple cart for the party of death. And being that you mentioned the John Birch Society, I think we should all take a good look at the John Birch Society and learn about how they were shut down by Frank Church. And if you ever hear Jimmy from Brooklyn talk, Jimmy from Brooklyn will tell you that Bill Buckley destroyed the John Birch Society, and that Bill Buckley was not a friend of the American Oath. Now, that's hard to say, and Jimmy also goes on to say that Hannity and Limbaugh swear by Bill Buckley, but Bill Buckley destroyed the anti-communist movement in this country. That's according to Jimmy. And I got to give him a little bit of credit because I know that Bill Buckley used to smoke weed outside the three-mile limit. And I'm sure if he was 2 5/8 of a mile out, I'm sure he lit up ahead of schedule. And I don't trust dopers. Sorry, pal. You can tell me what you are, but you're not. So I'm going to zoom into a little music.
I know you start.
is some late-breaking news at 8 p.m. From Newsmax. Christie knew about bridge closings, ex-aide alleges. New Jersey Governor Christie knew about lane closures on the GW Bridge at the time they were occurring, and a former Port Authority official who oversaw the disastrous lanes shutdown claims to have evidence to prove it. Two reports said Friday. The bombshell reports in the New York Times and the Star Ledger, both of those are communist newspapers, marked the first time it has been alleged Christie knew all about the September closures, something he repeatedly and emphatically denied. So, if you want to read the whole story, we'll take a look and see what the whole story looks like. They got a picture of the guy that sold them out. Yeah, I wonder what his name is. According to the reports, a letter from the lawyer for David Wildstein, the governor's high school classmate appointed to the agency with Christie's blessing that controls the bridge, charged it was the Christie administration's order to close the lanes leading to the nation's busiest bridge, and that evidence exists as well tying Mr. Christie to having knowledge of the lane closures during the period when the lanes were closed, contrary to what the governor stated publicly in a two-hour press conference. Mr. Wildstein contests the accuracy of various statements that the government made about him, and he can prove the inaccuracy of some. The letter stated, according to the Times, well, the Times is working for Hillary Clinton and Vladimir Putin. Like the Times was working for Mao, like the Times was working for Fidel Castro, and all the fools that read it consider it to be the God's honest truth. The stunning accusations were made as lawyer Alan Zegas wrote to Port Authority asking it to reconsider its decision not to pay Wildstein's legal bills. The Star Ledger reported, why not pay Wildstein's legal bills? You can put it on the Outer Bridge crossing. It's only $13 to get across the river. What a bunch of suckers we are. Do you know that the Verrazano Narrows Bridge was bought and paid for in 1974? And we were told, the American tax sucker, was told, once the bridge is paid for, it's an intercity bridge and it will be free. And what is that up to? $500 a crossing? Yeah, what a bunch of suckers. Rule number one, when the government takes, it never gives back. When the government takes, it never gives back. It was Wildstein who called for the abrupt and unannounced closure of local lanes at the bridge in Fort Lee, New Jersey, last September, triggering days of clogged traffic for motorists. Documents have revealed the Deputy Chief of Staff to Christie, Bridget Ann Kelly, had sent an email to Wildstein stating time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee, where aides had tried but failed to get an endorsement from the Democratic mayor for the Republican governor's reelection. Got it, he replied. How's that? That's a little code word, man, you know. Nobody could ever figure that out. Christie has firmly denied he knew anything. Wildstein, the director of interstate capital projects at Port Authority, resigned. Kelly was fired. Well, I'll tell you something. You know, the one thing Christie didn't do, he didn't leave him to die in Benghazi so that they could testify against the President of the United States. Yeah, the imposter. The Democrat National Committee already targeting Christie as its greatest threat in the 2016 presidential election was quick to pounce. Now, the Democrat National Committee, that's the DNC. You know what else the DNC stands for? Divide and conquer. You know what else DNC stands for? Dilatation and curettage. That's abortion. That's a fancy name for when they pull a baby apart and tell you, as they throw the baby's head in the bucket, that it's not a human being. And you say, it's a woman's right to choose. And the guy who was the other part of the crime, he's nowhere to be found. He won't even give you cab fare to the chop shop. He repeatedly said he had no knowledge of the lane closures, said Mo Elithi, a DNC spokesman. Today's revelations raise serious questions about whether that is true. How about raising serious questions about the relieving of 92 U.S. troopers who are manning the missile sites? How about raising questions about the setup of General McChrystal and relieving him of his duties as commander of Afghanistan on the pretext that he said nasty things about Joe Biden? He has no respect for the office of the president. Well, guess what? If you did a poll today, you could find three guys that still have respect for the office of the president, and they're still stoned. Yeah. The Bridgegate scandal has hammered Christie in the opinion polls with more people. How about when a president rapes a girl and tells her to put the ice on her swollen lip? Huh? Is that a scandal? No, that's Democrat business as usual. Yeah. Oh, look, the president is a musician. He's getting harmonica lessons in the Oval Office. Yeah. We got a pig in a blanket, and we love it. Huh? Isn't that right? The only time we become indignant is when a Republican soils his pants. Yeah, the scandal also is the subject of multiple investigations. Yes, Christie improperly used Superstorm Sandy relief funds. He bought two extra sandbags. Yeah, we all know that everybody steals. We know the game. Come on, you can't say this is one guy's doing it and nobody else is. I got a question for you tonight. You ready for this one? There is a book called Throw Them All Out. In that book, the author says there is more corruption in the government than you could ever imagine, and it begins with insider trading. Or as I call it, insider tradering. And what is that? That means that they can play stock tips that they get based on inside information about that company, and they can make money. But if Bernie Madoff did it, Bernie Madoff would get the death penalty. But a congressman or a senator is immune from being any charges based on the inside information he uses to line his pockets. So why am I saying that? Because John Kerry made a fortune when he sat on the committee that approved the health care plan, knowing what pharmaceutical companies were going to be cut and what pharmaceutical companies were going to make a bundle. And all his investments were in the $500,000 range. He doesn't poop anything less than $500,000. And he was on that, and he cut his losses, and he expanded his gains. So why am I saying that now? I know why I'm saying it. The Keystone Pipeline. Do you know who's going to approve or reject the Keystone Pipeline? John Kerry. Do you think tonight that John Kerry is calling his stockbroker and saying, hello, this is the blind trust. You know what? Sell Keystone short because we're not going to approve the pipeline. Or buy Keystone, because tomorrow we're approving the pipeline. Wouldn't you like to see the trades that John Kerry makes on that inside information? Why can't you see it? What happened to FOIA, the Freedom of Information Act? The records are sealed for 50 years. Well, how can we see Obama's high school diploma? Can we see Obama's college thesis on how to undermine the United States? No, those records are sealed. They're up in the Pribilof Islands with all the seals. Terrible, isn't it? What a terrible way to live. In the land of the free and the home of the brave, and our forefathers gave us everything and we blew it. We blew it because we're the stupid. So, the next tune up is You Painted Pictures and Broke My Heart, President Obama. We're back. I have a website. It is called www.captainsblog.us. And I started it when George Bush was ambushed in New York on 9/11 when the Clinton Towers came down. The Clintons gave birth to Bin Laden, and they nursed him, they breastfed him, and then they left town, and Bin Laden came, and he brought the towers down. As a result of Bin Laden striking so horribly on the World Trade Center, and taking the lives across the land of 3,245, including 200 unborn pro-life babies who died with their pro-life mothers, who were never given recognition and have no names on the wall. And that's how the communists work it. If you can't see it, you can't have it. And as a result of the night of 9/11, when vapors, DNA dust, rose into the clouds of the night, all that was left were some DNA traces of the 3,000 people that were butchered. And it was a very sad night for the United States, and it was the greatest military defeat in the history of the United States, surpassing Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor only lost 2,700, and at least 90% were military personnel. And we lost in New York City, unprepared New York City, unprepared United States of America, unprepared Pentagon, unprepared government. We lost 3,000. They said it was only 2,800 because they didn't want to count that the babies, who they say feel no pain, as they pull their legs apart in democratic chop shops throughout the land, and don't you think we're not going to pay for that? God has his way. It is really sad. And as a result of that night, when nobody could sleep and everybody was wondering, not a plane in the sky, and everybody was wondering when Osama bin Laden was going to drop the next sandal, nobody knew. Nobody could guarantee our safety. UN inspectors who took Arabic payoffs told us there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, yet that the Russians were working overtime to move the weapons into Syria. And Osama, Saddam Hussein, had killed 5,000 Kurds with weapons of mass destruction. And American troops going into the battle on the very first day all were weighed down by chemical warfare gear and were sweating in the suits that were provided for their protection. And if you ever seen the interviews and heard the guys go, that's what was going on in the trenches going into Baghdad. So don't let anybody tell you that Bush created an Iraq war that didn't have to be done. Saddam Hussein was a threat, and Saddam Hussein had to be dealt with. When we went into Afghanistan, the State Department helped bin Laden escape by allowing the Pakistanis to protect the rear exit. The State Department is our biggest enemy. And the two greatest weaknesses of the United States is intelligence, which we have none, and the ability to negotiate. And you can see Obama has negotiated away the Middle East to Al-Qaeda and to the Russians. America is no longer a force to be reckoned with. And right now he's quietly sneaking out Americans so he can complete his lying promise that all American troops will be out of the Middle East by the end of the year. And that includes the ones he's sending home in body bags. And every jihadi and his mother are buying jihad tickets to go to Afghanistan to film the propaganda victory of defeating the great Shaitan, the great Satan, on the run out from Afghanistan. When you see Hamid Karzai so brazen and spitting in the face of the USA, you know, he knows that it's over and he has to go with the winning team. And that is sad. So on this website, captainsblog.us, you will find 2,500 names of Americans who died in Iraq. And here's something else to think about. Obama has lost in Iraq about 2,300 Americans. He classifies them as NATO troops to hide the fact that he has betrayed 2,300 Americans, just like he betrayed the four on the rooftops, the four in Benghazi, two on the rooftops, and one wounded guy who the press can't get to see, plus 29 other witnesses that the press can't get to see. They are all being held in incommunicado by the two liars, Hillary Bloodclot Clinton and Obama bin Laden. So on my website, there are 2,500 to 2,700 American names and towns that these boys all died from at the beginning of Avenge 911. And I will never forget their sacrifice. And I promised the day the first guy went to Iraq or to Afghanistan to avenge 911 that I would always watch their back. And I'm keeping that promise. And once I find out what the story is on the 92 missile crew that have been relieved by a communist president and a communist Department of Justice, a money handler, I will be screeching like an eagle. In the meantime, we're going to play you a tune about a guy named Willie McBride to remind you the sacrifice that is made and not appreciated.
Well, how do you do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit down by your graveside and rest for a while, need the warm summer sun? I've been walking all day and I need it done. I see by your gravestone you're only 19 when you joined the great father in 1916. I hope you died well and I hope you died clean. Are the young Willie McBride was it slow and obscene? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife loudly? Did they sound the dead march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last constant chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the fall? Did you leave a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined. Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed and far apart behind the glass frame? In an old photograph torn by stars and stains and faded to yellow in a brown and dark frame. Do they beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife loudly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last mountain chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the fall? The sun now it shines on the green fields of France. There's a warm summer's breeze, it makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas, no barbed wire, there's no gunfire now. But here in this graveyard is still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. Two man's life in difference to his world of man, to a whole generation that was butchered and damned. Do they beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife loudly? Did they sound the march as they lowered you down?
see the banshees and last Boston chorus, see the pipes play the flowers of the fall.
I am Willie McBride. I can't help but wonder why do those that lie here know why do they die? And do they believe what the answer to call? Did they really believe that this war would end to war? Well, the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the pain, the killing and dying with all done in vain. But young Willie McBride, it all happened again and again and again and again and again. Do they beat the drums slowly? Do they play the fife loudly? Do they sound the dead march as the lovers you down? Did the band play the last Boston chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the fall? Did they beat the drums loudly? Did he play the fife loudly? Did they sound the dead march as the lovers you down? Did the band play the last Boston? And did the pipes play the flowers of the fall?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's our show for tonight. Wishing you well and as safe as Super Bowl. And keep your eyes open.